Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting third, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the DH, Jack Clark. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the DH, George Bell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Raines. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Zupczyk. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Plantier hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Karkovice. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Karkovice steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karkovice scores. Raines moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Raines bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Grebeck reaches third base with a triple. Sachs goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abner is walked intentionally. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Esteban Beltre now playing shortstop. Craig Griebeck now playing third base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive beyond short. Beltre can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ventura scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sax is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sax hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grybek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Karkovice is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Karkovice moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Drummond now pitching. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ventura scoops it up and throws to first, with Drummond covering, for the out. One out. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Tony Pena. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Winningham hits a line drive towards short. Beltre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zupczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zupczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ventura fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Drummond drops the ball. Reed moves to third. Zupczyk moves to second. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reed scores. Zupczyk moves to third. Boggs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Flaherty now catching. Danny Darwin now pitching. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltre hits a pop-up beyond first. Vaughn can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beltre moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Abner hits a pop-up beyond second. Reed can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Beltre moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Zupczyk who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Beltre scores. Abner goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grybek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper pinch hits for Tim Nehring. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.